98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show with your Coast Social Network on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. On Wednesday mornings, we speak with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation, and Susan Matheny is the program manager at the BCF. And this morning, we're talking about TEAM. What is TEAM exactly? It's a great acronym for a great program.
good morning, and thanks for having me. TEAM is it stands for Teens Exhibiting Able Minds, and it's the Youth Advisory Committee for Berrien Community Foundation. TEAM is made up of students, high school students from all over Berrien County, and our goal with TEAM is to help youth develop lifelong values of generosity, leadership, and volunteerism. So today we thought we'd talk a little bit about, I hope we could talk about what TEAM's been doing, and I brought one of our most outstanding teens on TEAM, exhibiting his able mind this morning. Jack Jolly is our co-chair, along with Caroline Beckrow, of TEAM. And Jack's from Lake Michigan Catholic High School and lives in Coloma.
Thanks for being on, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic. Happy that you could join us this morning. What kind of work would you say TEAM does, Jack?
I would say that it's just helping out in the community, places where people need help. We give for good grants to nonprofits so they can help the community. We also do some volunteer work, like recently we're doing a holiday service project for CASA, which is court-appointed special advocates. It's for foster children, and we're getting them gifts for Christmas.
So, Jack, I understand that the holiday service project for CASA is, it's been interesting to try to put together with the TEAM members because it's been socially distant, along with many other things that have happened this year. How is that coming together?
Yeah, so we asked the CASA volunteers who meet with the children and give them a positive role model. So we asked them what they thought their child would like for Christmas that they might not get. And we got that list, and Susan sent it out to the TEAM members, who picked out gifts online and sent them back to her. And then we're going to deliver the gifts back to the TEAM members to have them wrap them, and then we'll deliver them to their CASA volunteers.
That's a pretty good idea. A nice way of trying to make all this work. I think everybody has had to probably do three steps to the one step that would have normally happened in a normal period of time. So good on you and all the volunteers, Jack, for helping to put that together.
Yeah, the coronavirus makes everything a little more complicated, but we still try to help out.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. There's a whole litany of projects that I'm sure TEAM will be called in. It's almost like the Marvel Comics, you know, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. of the Berrien Community Foundation, called in to do special work to kind of help with some of these neat projects. And Jack, how long have you been doing some of this work with the Berrien Community Foundation?
I have been with TEAM since my freshman year. I'm a junior now. Last year was a little dysfunctional just because of the coronavirus. We didn't get to meet as much as we usually did. So that was unfortunate, but my time here has been great.
You feel like you've helped accomplish some great things for the community? You've had a lot of community involvement?
Yeah. It's really nice being able to help the community, especially in a way that not a lot of people get to do. Giving grants is a very interesting process that has been very informative as to what goes on in these types of organizations.
Susan, can you tell us a bit about how many dollars have been awarded to the community this year in grants?
Just from TEAM, our youth endowment, TEAM actually has their own endowment at the Berrien Community Foundation, started back in the late 80s, and every year they make a significant number of grants. This year alone, we've awarded over 40,000 in grants. And we also then took some dollars to do some service projects and other things. But those grants were for good grants, which are our largest, you know, the larger grants up to 10,000 each. But also they review and make recommendations for classroom mini grants, which is up to $500 for classroom projects for teachers. So you're in fact getting local high school students making grants to teachers in Berrien County. So that's kind of a neat program that we have as well.
So, Susan, is there a chance that other students in the area can join the team program easily?
Sure, absolutely. We're always on the lookout for good candidates to come join team. And a great candidate for us is a young person who is either a freshman or a sophomore, going into their freshman or sophomore year of school, of high school, and they're in Berrien County. And that could be private schools, public schools, and even homeschool. We allow in, and if you're interested, you can go to our website at berriencommunity.org/team, T-E-A-M, and there's more information about what team does, and you can reach out to us at the foundation. If you ever wanted to know how a grant gets made and actually maybe be a part of making one, this is the group for you. But it's also a group that gets together to do things that affect youth in Berrien County. So they're always on the lookout for projects that take care of their peers in the community.
All right. Thanks very much this morning to Susan and to Jack for joining us, talking about the team program at Berrien Community Foundation, which you can find more details on at berriencommunity.org/team. It's all part of the Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.